This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Was last week the Justin Fields breakout game, or was that the Chargers game?
Last week.
Is this week the Najee Harris breakout game?
Yes.
It better be.
It has to be.
Has to be. He was dreadful last week. And they were talking junk on him during the game, probably before the game, certainly after the game. I'm hoping that leads to a motivated Najee Harris. Because if not, you can't run against these guys. Jaylen Warren's getting the touches when he gets back.
Mm-hmm.
Cordarrelle Patterson getting the touches when he gets back. We'll get into that game with Lee Sterling in a minute. Going to go over a lot of the weekend's biggest games. Lee, of course, from ParamountSports.com. Hello, Lee. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys holding up?
Oh, we're good. We got Justin Fields, man, franchise quarterback. We're back in this thing.
Hey, things are so bad here, we would probably take him in a heartbeat.
Would you take Russell Wilson in Miami?
No.
All right, how about your Hurricanes? The college game day game tells you there's not a lot going on in this slate, but Miami favored by 10, going on the road for an old classic ACC showdown against Cal.
Yeah, so Miami, a lot of people feel that they're vulnerable. I always thought that their defense was going to be punctured, and I just thought it was going to be someone, you know, like a Texas and Ohio State and a bowl game, maybe even Clemson in the ACC championship game. But they give 34 points to Virginia Tech. Now, Virginia Tech, a lot of people had talked about them having a pretty good offense. In fact, they returned 20 of 22 starters. But great game plan. They executed. Miami had they had five defensive players go off the field that were nicked up or cramped up during the game. They will get back Reuben Bain for this game. So this line started higher, 13.5. People are betting Cal. They might get about maybe 40 or 50 students to show up for the game. So the usual 10 or 15 that wander by that didn't realize what was going on. But it's a long flight for Miami. 6 hours, 10:30 Eastern start, ACC after dark. Here's the problem. Cal, they don't hit on explosive plays. They're number 88 in the country. They only have 16 plays of 20 yards or more. They were in the red zone 7 times against Florida State, only were able to get a couple field goals. Miami, number 2 in the country, 107 plays of 10 yards or more, 45 of 20 yards or more here. Cam Ward played against this defense last year, put up 39 points. Damian Martinez, a running back, went wild when Oregon State put up 52 on him here. I think Miami is going to wake up here. They're eventually, going to lose. It may be the ACC championship game or a playoff game, but I like Miami. They pull away 45-28.
Lee, my Pitt Panthers, coming off of a bye week, they're getting Rodney Hammond Jr. back, one of their running backs from last year.
Yep.
North Carolina's on their third-string quarterback. They had a devastating loss last week to their rival Duke. I think it was, 21-20. Pitt's given 3 points at North Carolina.
Mack Brown has got to be beside himself. If he doesn't retire, he's at least going to – I could see Jeff Collins getting fired after this game. So Jeff Collins, who they brought in, the former Georgia Tech and Temple head coach, is the new defensive coordinator. They gave up 70 to James Madison. Then they're up 20-0 in the third quarter and lost 21-20 to his former defensive coordinator, Manny Diaz. So they just are not a good team at all. All they can do is run with Hampton at running back. Other than that, they're on their third quarterback here. Eli Holstein's something special here. Kate Bell, the new offensive coordinator, in fact, played against his father, Kerwin Bell, in a state semifinal game, doing a great job as Cade. I like Pitt here. I like him big here, 38-21.
There you go, Doran.
I like that.
I don't think we're making a lot of Kerwins these days. Feel like that name aged out. All right, on to the NFL. Buffalo, slight favorite, taking on Houston. Another good game in the league.
Yep. Yeah, and Buffalo, you could tell that was going to be a tough game for them. They gave up 271 rushing yards in that game. That 86-yard touchdown run, I think, was the tail of the tape. Now they're going to face a Texans team that only has Joe Mixon and Cam Akers. I don't think that scares anyone. And opponents are adjusting to C.J. Stroud here. I think Buffalo, they have some really good defensive numbers. They get back on track here. I like them 28-17.
Baltimore looked so dominant against the Bills last week, and Cincinnati's kind of desperate right now to win a football game. Baltimore Ravens giving 2 to the Bengals.
Yeah, this is a nice double revenge game here. Cincinnati lost 27-24 the first time they faced off last year, and then on that short week Thursday night loss, Joe Burrow left the game with a wrist injury, sidelined him for the season here. Ravens run heavy. 55% of the time they run the football. They got the lead in the Dallas game. They got the lead last week against Buffalo and just pounded the ball. What's Cincinnati's game plan if they're smart? Throw the ball early and often. Put some stress on that Baltimore defense. They play with a lead. I think we're going to see a different game here. I also like the 1-2 punch of this Cincinnati offense now. Everyone thought losing Mixon was a loss. Well, Zach Moss and Chase Brown picking up the slack, and they form a nice 1-2 punch here. Running back here, I think Joe Burrow does the job here. Wrong team favored, Cincinnati outright 30-27.
Whoa! I don't want that. I want Baltimore to finish the Bengals off. All right, on to the big one. Well, first, Lee Sterling on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. All right, Sunday Night Football, two big old brands here, Lee. Steelers, slight favorite at home against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep, so Pittsburgh's going to have to have a little more offense and play with some more urgency. They were caught in a web, I thought, against Indianapolis. You had a team that was desperate early season, winless team at home, and just fell behind too much here. They're going to have to, I think, put some pressure on Dak Prescott. If not, could spell trouble. I thought they didn't pressure Joe Flacco enough last week. Steelers just haven't exploded on offense here, and they may not. Defensive scores can't simply be delivered upon ordering here. So I like Dallas. I just think their offense, a little more explosive, might be the difference. They pull the small upset 24-23. How about this? You want to throw in a bonus play?
Yes.
For West Virginia? How does that sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no read on this, Lee. I would love to hear your thoughts.
Did you have a read on that first game of the year?
I had the wrong read.
Okay. So, all right. Well, no read is better than a wrong read. Ollie Gordon, there's something going on here. I don't know if he's hurt or not, but just not even close to the numbers from last year. He ran through West Virginia defense like a 747 for 282 yards in that 48-34 road win. Revenge. I think Oklahoma State is fraudulent here. I think West Virginia is going to pass for 250, run for 215 here. We're going to go with the wrong team favored.
Let's go.
The Mountaineers get the job done here, 38-34.
Oh, we're so back. So back! All right, Lee,
every year, guys, there is a couple teams that start off slow and then all of a sudden win four or five times against the spread. West Virginia might be that team. You heard it here first.
I'll be watching the game at a wedding. Mm-hmm. All right, Lee, your free play for this weekend, buddy.
Yep, Penn State and UCLA, first five callers. We're going to give it to them for free, 800-400-9741. They want to get Penn State and UCLA on me, 800-400-9741. You want to hop on board for football? We have the Locktober special from now through Thursday, October 31st, just $297. When you check out, use coupon code SAVE200, normally $497. Take $200 off, SAVE200, just $297. ParamountSports.com. Also, a UFC card, a pay-per-view from Salt Lake City. Normally, we charge $77 to $97. We're going to give it away for $7. That's right. You heard me correct. Our UFC cards, where we've won six in a row, go for seven straight, $7. Where do you get it? Just one place. ParamountSports.com.
Locktober, Lee, thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Thanks, Lee.
So he's got Pitt running away with it.
Yes.
Got West Virginia running away with it.
Yes. Both high-scoring games.
And has the Steelers losing.
Yes.
I felt very strongly that the Steelers were going to lose last week. I feel just as strong the opposite way this week.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.